This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The United States announced it is imposing economic sanctions on 17 Saudi officials Thursday for their role in the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the move comes as Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor sought the death penalty for five suspects in the murder.
The 17 Saudis already face travel bans, and the Treasury Department's now freezing any assets they may have in the U.S. and banning Americans from doing business with them. Among those facing sanctions are one of the Saudi crown prince's chief aides. Saudi Arabia's top prosecutor says he will seek the death penalty for five men charged in the killing. But with the kingdom under intense global scrutiny, the announcement appeared aimed at distancing the alleged killers from Saudi leadership, including the crown prince, whom Khashoggi had criticized. Saudi Arabia's top diplomat says the crown prince had absolutely nothing to do with the killing. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says a proposed second summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has to result in a detailed list of North Korean nuclear weapons sites. Speaking after the ASEAN summit in Singapore, the vice president said he had talked about the proposed second summit in a meeting with South Korea's President Moon Jae-in.
We talked about the importance of this moment and in our negotiations over achieving a denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We are in the process of planning another summit between President Trump and Chairman Kim.
Pence's statement is perhaps the most specific public demand that the Trump administration has made of North Korea since Trump and Kim held an historic first summit in Singapore in June. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The United Nations says seven peacekeepers were killed and 10 wounded in a joint military operation with Congolese forces against rebels in the country's northeast. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said Thursday that one UN peacekeeper is still missing and several Congolese soldiers were also killed or wounded. He said Wednesday's military operation targeted allied Democratic Forces rebels. British Prime Minister Theresa May's already tough task of convincing Parliament to approve an agreement on Britain's exit from the European Union took a hit Thursday as her Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab resigned. Raab specifically objected to a key provision setting up a customs union that would eliminate the need for a hard border between Britain's Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, which is an EU member. British Prime Minister May says that she is not planning to give up despite cabinet resignations and calls for a no-confidence vote.
I believe that this is a deal which does deliver that, which is in the national interest. And am I going to see this through? Yes.
Speaking Thursday in Parliament, opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn called the draft agreement a huge and damaging failure. Country singer Roy Clark has died of complications from pneumonia. He was 85. AP music correspondent Margie Zaraletta has a look at his stellar career.
Yesterday, when I was young.
It seems like Roy Clark could play anything. Guitar, banjo, fiddle, mandolin, harmonica, piano, drums, trumpet, trombone. His hits include Yesterday When I Was Young, Come Live With Me, and Somewhere Between Love and Tomorrow. Clark hosted the country comedy show Hee Haw for its entire 24-year run. He was one of the first acts to have a theater in Branson, Missouri. In a 1994 AP interview, Clark said he wanted people in the audience to think, I could do that.
He's not so technical and so rehearsed. I mean, he makes a mistake, but he laughs and he has a good time.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The death toll from devastating wildfires in Northern and Southern California has risen to 59 as authorities search for dozens of people who remain missing in the aftermath of the blazes. In Northern California, the weather is giving firefighters a break. Authorities say that cooler temperatures are helping crews gain ground as they fight the deadly campfire, which is now 40% contained. Late Thursday, the White House announced that President Donald Trump would travel to California to meet with people displaced by the fires. Trump had initially criticized the state for what he called poor forest management and threatened to withhold federal money. He has since declared the fire-ravaged portions a disaster area, opening the way for federal help. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.